Joe Murchison is one of the last surviving members of the 555th Parachute Infantry Battalion, better known as the Triple Nickels. He told hundreds of students in Edgar how his unit integrated the Army before President Truman made it official.
Some of them were shocked. They had never heard of a situation where people could not go into the front end of a restaurant and have a meal or drink from a particular water fountain.
Murchison had to ride in the back of the bus and couldn't dine with white soldiers, even as he trained alongside them.
We ran 10 miles before breakfast. We made 25-mile forced marches at night.
Joe Murchison wears a medallion of three buffalo nickels, standing for the Triple Nickels and referring back to the buffalo soldiers of the 19th century.
The buffalo soldiers were given the name buffalo soldiers because the Indians said they had hair like the hide of a buffalo. That was a compliment.
Murchison says one of the greatest moments of his life was seeing a black man elected commander-in-chief. He says he's bitter about the way President Obama has been treated.
I'm going to make a statement. It's racism. He is being treated like a black man. That's why he has so much problem. I think right now that this country feels that it should be controlled by only old white men.
But Murchison doesn't want you to call him an African-American.
I am all American. African-American sets me out into a different category altogether.
Joe Murchison was in central Wisconsin through the student lecture series, A Walk in Their Shoes. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.